Reflection by Father Luis Sozano. From the Gospel, Luke 10, verses 17 through 24. May your name be written in heaven. First, power. The power of an apostle of Jesus is to help, to serve, and to make people's lives easier. It's helping people carry their heavy burdens. Power in the church is service. Don't look for worldly power in the church, because that leads you to look at your brothers and sisters as your employees, to see the parish church as a company, or to really rely on statutes instead of the gospel. If you think that being close to the priest demonstrates that you have power, well, you're wrong. Instead of learning humility and service, worldly power might make you try to subdue your brethren, not help them. Power given in the church is to serve others in Christ, not to use Jesus for an ecclesial political campaign. Second, joy. We can rejoice in how the church continues despite so many internal struggles. Rejoice when you see how the Holy Spirit continues to show us that He is with us. We experience joy when the Holy Spirit enters our souls. Let's ask God to guide us through His Holy Spirit. I like to study the history of the church, especially Popes John the 23rd and Paul the 6th. I've come to the conclusion that in the harshest moments of the church, great saints arose. There has never been a shortage of prophets of doom, but also there has never been a lack of saints who show that Christ leads His church and that the church serves its brethren. Third, happy. How wonderful it is when you find happiness in God. It is beautiful to see your smile. Isn't it great to know that the Christian community wants you to be happy? I don't want you to be a priest or a nun, and I'm not interested in you being part of a church group or a movement. I just want you to be happy. The church wants you to be happy. How? Well, that's up to you and to God. But have courage. Jesus is always waiting for you in the sacrament of reconciliation, and He always reminds you in the absolution formula. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. Today, let's seek forgiveness and peace together, because heaven is our goal. I'd like to invite you to pray the rosary today. Join us for one more rosary and invite others to pray as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.